But first, the Ministry of Health is refusing to confirm if it's applied the former National Party President Michel Bogue with a daily list of people infected with COVID-19 and their private information. In an explosive 48 hours, Ms. Bogue confessed to leaking the personal details of 18 people in COVID quarantine to National MP Hamish Walker, who then leaked it to media. Here's our political reporter Katie Scotcher.
At the start of the week, Michelle Bogue outed herself as Hamish Walker's source. And last night, she revealed hers.
I was sent it legitimately by the Ministry of Health.
Ms. Bogue says she was sent the details of the COVID-19 patients as the acting chief executive of the Auckland Rescue Helicopter Trust. She says she would then forward the list on to other trust employees.
People in the organisation who needed that to do their work.
But questions remain over why it wasn't sent to her work email address.
For some reason, the Ministry of Health sent this to my private one.
Did you every day receive a list of COVID-19 patients and was that sent to your private email address?
Yes.
Despite receiving sensitive emails daily, Ms. Bogue says she only ever shared one with Mr. Walker. Ms. Bogue refusing to explain why.
Well, I'm not going to go into that, but that is the subject, obviously, of the investigation.
The Ministry of Health and government ministers declined to comment when contacted by RNZ last night. But the Minister in charge of managed isolation, Megan Woods, has already confirmed emergency services have been supplied the names of people infected with COVID-19 since the start of the government's response.
That is an operational procedure that is standard. And that's because, of course, if emergency services need to come into contact with someone who has tested COVID positive for whatever reason, be that an airlift or whatever, that they have that information and make sure their staff is protected.
Regardless of how Ms. Bogue had the information, sharing it with Mr. Walker was a major breach of privacy, and it's a move that's come with major consequences. Ms. Bogue immediately stood down from the top job at the Rescue Helicopter Trust and was later removed as a trustee. She's also resigned from her National Party campaign roles. Mr. Walker didn't escape unscathed either. The Clutha Southland MP won't be seeking re-election in September. His boss, National leader Todd Muller, says it was Mr. Walker's only option.
As we have well traversed, the events of the last few days have not reflected, from my perspective, the appropriate National Party behaviour and values.
The State Services Minister, Chris Hipkins, says the ongoing State Services Inquiry will look at how many people received the sensitive information from the Ministry of Health and whether or not it was appropriate they did.
We do want to get to the bottom of exactly what happened here, and I don't think the government should rely on what comments people make to the media to draw a line under it. We actually want to have a proper, thorough investigation so that all of the facts can be put on the table, so that everyone can be clear what happened.
Before the culprits publicly fessed up, the inquiry, led by Mike Heron QC, was expected to report back with answers by the end of July. The past 48 hours, packed with shocking confessions, will likely make his job a lot easier. Atuiti whare parimata mo te hōtaka o te atanei. Ko Katie Scott Turaho.